In central China today, there was yet another in a string of assaults on school children. The BBC's Damian Grammaticus is monitoring the story from Beijing.
What happened today was that at 8 o'clock this morning in China, just as the 20 children who went to this kindergarten had assembled in their school in central China, Shanxi province, a man walked in. He was carrying a meat cleaver, and he just had this launched this frenzied assault inside the school. Now, he killed seven of the children, five boys, two girls. We believe they're all under 6 years old. Of the 20 children there, we think that only a couple escaped unhurt. And he also killed the woman who ran the school and her mother, so two adults and seven children killed, and he then walked out, went home, and killed himself.
What connects all these knife attacks? Because, as we said, there has been a string of them in China. I mean, are they in the same place? Or are they all on schools?
They're all basically on schools, yes. Some on kindergartens. Six in the past 2 months have happened. Two on kindergartens, four essentially targeting primary schools. That is the common thread. Other than that, the only other common thread is that these have all been single lone males armed with a knife or a hammer, or in this case, a meat cleaver.
What's been the government response to all of this?
Well, after the first couple of attacks, you can imagine that there is a real concern amongst millions of Chinese parents with young children at school. So what the government had done was to order increased security, to get police guards posted outside schools, to get private schools to employ private guards. I have to say, my own children, the school they don't go to, have employed a private guard in recent days. They've equipped guards with pepper spray, with these sort of strange pitchfork-type metal implements that you could, in theory, pin an attacker to the wall with if he's armed with a knife. All those sorts of things. But in this case, interestingly, what they've done is they've also moved, it appears, to limit the reporting of it, to, it seems, ask news organisations or order them not to send reporters to the scene, to remove some of the early reports that appeared on websites, and to try to ensure that only the official state news agency reports are the ones that are put out, in order, it seems, to both control the public response to this and the chances of any more copycat attacks.
Right. And finally, Damian, I mean, that kind of vague news blackout isn't going to help a lot of people who are trying to understand why this is happening. What are experts saying?
There are various theories. One is that the sort of increasing pressures as China is changing, the gap between rich and poor, the pressures on those at the bottom, the pressures on those who are not succeeding. But also, interestingly, there's a theory too that when these people are lashing out, they are targeting children and young children, because nothing is more precious in China than your child. In a nation that has a one-child policy, parents invest everything in their children. And if you seek to lash out at society, perhaps the most sort of brutal target you can focus that anger on are the children in China. So that is one of the theories being advanced, for the sort of psychological theories for why this is happening.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus in Beijing. Thanks indeed, Damian.
Thank you.